Notes from the Field. In this series, those involved with the CLC Foreign Missions profile one aspect of our overseas endeavors. This month, Himalayan Church of the Lutheran Confession, Nepal. It's the HCLCN. The following is a report from Pastor Raju Bitrakoti, in his own words, about current activities in the HCLCN. The report is lightly edited for clarity. Paragraph title, Working Experiences in Nepal. Nepal is one of the poorest and least developed countries in the world. It is a mountainous country, and life is challenging in the rural areas. Many places where we work do not have road access at all. The government is working to improve road connectivity. Rural roads are being constructed. Politically, now the country has a strong and stable government. They are left-wing parties. The country is implementing federalism. It is new to Nepal. People are watching and hoping the new system does better for the people's rights and for development of the country. Paragraph heading, Growth of HCLCN Churches in West Nepal. HCLCN has been working in the central region of Nepal. Most of our churches are in the central region. However, the Lord has blessed us with some churches in the West. Western Nepal is least developed among all other parts of the country. We have new contacts in Dang, Rolpa, Salian, and Humla, these districts in the Midwest. Here are short notes on each district in the region. In the Dang district, the Lord has blessed us with a faithful man. His name is Nawaraj Dunji. He is learning at our institute. He is a hard-working person for the church. There is an expansion of the work in this area. People are coming from faraway villages. We had statewide mission helpers evangelize at the church. It is located in the center of other districts where we have churches. We plan to start a Bible Institute at that church. Salian District. There is a young man, Chudamani B.K., who is giving his full time for the church. His church has about 30 members. The church in this village is growing. People come to church for healing and deliverance from the bondage of the devil. The Lord has worked in this village. The believers are healed and they are becoming strong and faithful members at the church. There is a need of training from the Word so that the congregation could have depth of spiritual teaching. The Rolpa District. A faithful man named Bagh Bahadur Garti started the church in the village. It was established about 2 years ago. There are about 26 members at the church. Since there are few churches here, the church seems to be growing soon. They need a roof for the church and ask us to help them. We pray that the Lord provides the needs at the church and helps the leader at the church. The Humla District. We have a leader who works at the local church. As the crow flies, it is not very far. However, it takes about 5 days just to get to the local church. There is a small number of Christians in the district. We hear the people come to believe in Christ and the number is increasing. the Himalayan Bible Institute, the HBI. HBI was established in January 2016. Back then, we graduated 5 students who came to study from the Word with us for several years. The Lord has blessed the HBI and gave more students to study with. Over time, some of the people quit and others weren't regular in attending the classes. Starting with about 14, we ended up with 4 students. We graduated 4 students on March 7, 2018. As we graduated 5 in 2016, the total number of graduates is 9. We are planning to train 10 students at the HBI this year, too. We have 6 people ready, and there are a few interested, and we hope to get the 10 students. We are also praying to start another training program for the churches in the West. HBI aims to produce more workers for the harvest. We are praying and hoping that the Lord gives us faithful men that would give their time for spreading the gospel to the millions of unreached and lost people in Nepal. Challenges for Nepali churches. Working in Nepal is becoming more challenging because of the anti-conversion law. The law forbids evangelism and conversion. There may come a time in Nepal when we would not be able to proclaim the gospel publicly. We have heard of cases of arrest for sharing gospel to the non-Christians. There are such reports now and then. It is discouraging news to all Christians, especially pastors and leaders of the churches. Therefore, we would appreciate more prayers that would strengthen us to work for the kingdom. Our author is Raju Bithrakoti, a pastor and missionary in the HCLCN. His home is in Nepal.